From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More uncertainty about Syrian talks. Indirect talks in Geneva to end Syria's civil war slipped into disarray Tuesday, with neither side holding formal sessions with a UN envoy. The government delegation said it had not opened formal negotiations as scheduled Tuesday with UN envoy Staffan de Mistura. The delegation said the basic framework or agenda of the talks had yet to be established. At the same time, the main opposition group canceled a meeting that it had scheduled with de Mistura on Tuesday. The United States and its allies Tuesday said they will accelerate and intensify their campaign against the Islamic State militant group. The foreign ministers of 23 nations met in Rome Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said they would destroy ISIS.
We've always recognized, everybody here has always said, this will be a multi-year effort, and it's going to demand sustained contributions and effort by every country.
John Kerry. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has laid out his military spending priorities for the 2017 Pentagon budget. The $583 billion budget request shifts the weight of defense spending to five challenges, including competition from Russia and China, regional threats from North Korea and Iran, and the threat of terrorism. Two passengers were injured Tuesday when a passenger plane taking off from Mogadishu, Somalia, was struck by an explosion. The blast blew a hole in the plane, which made an emergency landing. Airline officials gave no reason for the explosion. Spain's King Felipe has nominated socialist chief Pedro Sanchez to try to form a new government. He will lead talks with political parties to form a government, which will then face a confidence vote in Parliament. This is VOA News.